the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening. Nice to be here. Always a pleasure. Never a chore. My name is Vinnie. I'm live and direct from Yonge and St. Clair, which is a part of Toronto. Toronto being the largest city in Canada. A fine nation. About 36 million last time I checked. Don't know how many of them listen to this show, but I'd like to think it's at least 35.5 million. Can't see any reason why not. Pull your finger out if you're not tuned in. Don't know how that works. So, let's do a show. First of all, I'd like to say that this week I will not be mentioning that man. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to talk about that large man. I'm not going to talk about prostitutes, lines of cocaine, sexual advances, smoking crack, links with the underworld, multiple drink, driving offences, or anything else that I've done this weekend. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Actually, I will say this, though, without mentioning his name. That man, of which we will not speak, I fell in love with him this week. I fell in love with him. Yeah. He's great. You know, he's had a lot of hard times, hasn't he? And a lot of people have been pointing the finger in his general direction. And you could say, let's concentrate on the cocaine, the sexual advances, the crack, the links with the underworld, the multiple drink driving offences, and all that. But what you should say is the man's got a heart of gold. Heart of gold. And that's a fact. Because I think we're all stunned this week when we found out he had a cat sanctuary. And that's a fact. He said that, didn't he? He said he had lots of cats at home. And that is because he's a giver. So, you know, stop casting the blame, yeah? We asked him to go to rehab and he said, no, no, no. Tell you what, though, the amount of credit, well, should I use that word very loosely, that that Canada has received on the television since he said those things is astronomical. American TV shows like Jon Stewart, SNL last night, which is always not funny, and still isn't. Well done. American TV shows, SNL, Jimmy Kimmel, they're all featuring Canadian content. They've done more for us than the CRTC ever could, haven't they? CRTC, if you're listening, by the way, I'd just like you to notice that I respect you. And in many ways, I love you. Please don't pull me off the air for using the occasional bit of profanity. I will do my best. I'm just following a man's example if something slips out. So we're not going to talk about him. Although I would like to talk briefly about what other people are talking about him. Does that make sense? Because you know what? It's gone global. And I thought as a Brit living in Canada, it would be interesting for you to know what people in Britain are actually listening to and reading and satirizing with regard to the unmentionable man. And for that reason, I thought I'd snip out like two little snippets because they're pretty good. You've probably seen SNL and it's a harsh and dark disappointment that you do every week. So I thought it would be interesting to see how the UK are covering the story. Just briefly, and then we'll move on to other things. Don't worry, I'm not going to bang on about it. But first up, this is from the BBC this week, from a quiz panel show called The News Quiz. And, well, I think it pretty much explains what's going on. Just so you know, by the way, £420 is 30 stone. 30 stone is £420. You'll see what I mean.
Yeah, what's his name? Rob Ford. Mayor of Toronto. He said he won't be stepping aside. I've seen the man. He'd have to do more than step aside to make room for somebody else. He'd have to leave the city to make way for another mayor. People quite like him because
he's much to be admired. He is a 30 stone crackhead.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Where in your day after day of staying up smoking a cocaine-based drug are you having time to eat all these cheeseburgers?
I loved his defence. He said, yes, I did smoke crack, but to be fair, I was very drunk.
So you've got to admire his front, because he stood in front of the council and said, yeah, I smoke it, and I bought it. So he said, yeah, I smoke it, and I buy it. And he said, I'm not going to leave, because I think I'm a positive role model for children. Now, you've got to admire somebody like that. But he just goes, no, I'm doing it. I like him. I want him to be mayor of London.
Why not? Look, what have we got here? We're going to blonde half-wit.
Yeah? Do you think if Boris Johnson smoked crack, he'd behave more erratically or less?
I think it's very hard to tell.
Rob Ford, the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto, is still refusing to resign despite admitting he has bought illegal drugs, been drunk in public, threatened to kill a man on video, and a new accusation of snorting cocaine with a prostitute. Still, at least he didn't promise not to raise tuition fees. A contrite Ford said, "Am I an alcoholic? No, but I did smoke crack, probably during one of my many drunken stupors." He went on to manage to answer questions 1 to 8 of the AA's Are You an Alcoholic questionnaire in a single sentence. Some Canadians are worried he's damaging the global reputation of Toronto as the world's dullest city.
Not happy about that last jab. Not happy about that at all. I love it here. That is not the general opinion of the United Kingdom. So, yeah, that was the BBC taking the proverbial... that word, out of Rob Ford. And, oh, God, I said his name! Damn it! Oh, no, I've always wanted to do the whole show without doing it. OK, I'm going to make a bet with you now, all right? Apart from in song, if I use his name again, I have to give you $10. And I appreciate that that could and will cost me everything that I own. So I won't mention his name again, all right? And if I do, then you have the right to text me on 71010 and let me know your address and I'll send you $10. If I use it again, because I said I wouldn't and I slipped up. Apart from in song, which I think I should do now, don't you? I've written a little song. It's not very long. And it goes something like this.
00X uploaded.
Taxis rise again. Build subways, screw bike lanes. Cyclists ask for death anyway. Star says resign, the sun says it too. Oh, councillors want you out but two. Your brother says stay, what will you do? What does the mayor say?
Cracky, 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 cracky.
I'm sorry. I didn't smoke it. I did. Well, I'll draw the line at prostitution. You'd be upset too. It feels like a massive weight has been lifted.
Cricky cack!
Big blue eyes, big red face. Some say you are a disgrace. A big necklace, a big black car. And no sign of a driver. Your face is red. Is it the booze? You're an angel in disguise. But when you meet a journalist and you're confronted with a mic, you say anything that you like. He says anything that he likes. Anything. Whatever comes into his brain, including...
Crack it, 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 crack it.
What will the mayor say?
Cats!
Oh, this is a word that sounds a bit like it.
Cats!
I've got plenty of them at home.
What will the mayor say?
Crack it, crack it, crack it, crack it, crack it, crack it, crack it.
I didn't smoke it.
Crack it, crack it, crack it.
Actually, I sort of did. Can I see the video?
Crack it, crack it, crack it, crack it, crack it, crack it, crack it.
What will the mayor say? Okay, that's what I got. Fade it down. Thanks. I didn't write the last verse yet. If you like that song and you'd like me to write the last verse, then do text in on 71010 and I will, by next week, have written the last bit. Hang on a second. That was live, actually, which is why it was terrible. 416-872-1010. Phone me on anything, but you're not allowed to mention that man's name. Unless it's in song. Okay? We're bored of it! Okay. I should say that as well, because I don't think I've done the whole thing, have I? The introduction to the show. It's a bit late, but never too late. Hello, my name's Vinny. I'm on till 10. I'm from the UK. I live here in Toronto. I've been here for years. Love it. Love this city. And actually, I mean it. 416-872-1010 if you want to phone the show. 71010 on the text. You can find me on Facebook at Vinny White, V-I-N-N-E-Y, White. You can download podcasts of this show at vinnywhite.co.uk or just Google me. And Twitter, I do use it, but so rarely. Frankly, I'm not worth following. I know that's not a really like a big advertising pitch. It's the way it is. Good then. Tell you what, it's very difficult singing live. I have a new profound respect for Celine Dion. And I never thought I'd hear myself say that. She does it every night. Bores hundreds of people every day. Sorry, sings to hundreds of people every day. Let's take the first call. Who knows what it's about? Hello there, Tobias.
Hey, I really like your theme. The he who not, should not be named. I was going over with my girlfriend about maybe setting up a citywide no beep.
Rhymes with Concord in many ways, yeah.
Yeah, so there'll be a day that nobody in the whole city would say his name.
Let's start right here, right now. And you might want to let the Toronto Star know about your plan, because that would be refreshing.
Yeah, well, the Day of Peace, we celebrate that once a year, but we hope for the whole year.
Hallelujah. I did think it was a bit disrespectful this week when a lot of people on Remembrance Day were using that man as the main story. It's like, yeah. Come on, lads. Lift and shift. Let's move on.
Well, I gave you a post on your page. Please check it out.
Okay, buddy. Take care. See you later.
Have a good day.
Tobias there. Regular phoner. You too can be a phoner. Even if you've got a button. 416-872-1010. On the phone. Okay, so moving on, because I don't want to dwell on that man, because you know what? Can't get away from him, physically. People that annoy you. I want to talk about this. I went to see Eddie Izzard this week, and I love Eddie Izzard. He's a British comedian, and he's outstanding. And if you had the fortune to see him at some of the dates here in Toronto, or perhaps you drove to Ottawa or Montreal to see him, I really hope you enjoyed it. It was great. I went the other day, and I had a great time. And I want to say big up to Eddie Izzard, one of the funniest people on this planet. And then I want to talk about the person sitting next to me who I wanted to kill. I wanted to kill them. So here's my question to you. When did it become okay to video the whole of a stand-up comedian? When is that okay? Sat next to me was this man, and he started filming at the beginning, and I thought, that's all right. This is how ridiculous it got, right? Not only did he film it, at one point he stopped filming just before I was about to tell him to stop. And started editing the video on his phone, a proper like editing suite, then wrote the text. And bearing in mind, he's right next to me and I've got my glasses on, trying to watch the comedian that I'd paid $90 to see. And I read the text that he wrote, which was, at Eddie Izzard here in Toronto, LOL, see attachment. Buy the DVD, for sake. What's wrong with you? So, and the problem is with me, I've only got two gears, and there's a very brief moment that one gear disappears and the other one pops out. So if you catch me at the right time, I'll say, excuse me, I'm worried. I was just wondering, the glare is causing some bother to me, and would you mind putting your phone away? And I should have said that as soon as I thought it, because what happens to me, there's a little thing in my brain that goes over from polite and reasonable to an arsehole. And that's what happened. So I knew that if I were to say anything, it would come out as, if I don't see that put out soon by your own fingers, then you'll be using your fingers to remove it from your anus, you irresponsible, backward lunatic. Because my biggest concern with this is, rather than typing LOL to your mates, put the phone down and do LOL. Can we do that? And so this is going out to everyone that does this in concerts, festivals now. Put them down. Do a token cheeky picture at the beginning. Put it down. Drives me up the wall. So if that's you that was filming the whole of Eddie Izzard sat next to me before finally a man with far more dignity, integrity and respect behind me asked you to put it away, and you did. If that was you listening to this, I just want to let you know that I hate you. Good. And isn't it great that I'm such a coward that I didn't have the guts to say anything at the time and then wait a few days until it wells up like a very terrible thing until it explodes on radio. Shows that I'm very, very much not a shallow character. Hello, James in North York. How's things?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. How's life?
Very, very good. I'm enjoying your show. I really love the English stuff. I grew up with an English nanny, and I went to England in 1977 as a young teenager just to visit.
Mm.
And so it's nice to have that slant that you gave. It was great. But what I wanted to say was a pet peeve for me personally and for quite a few years now, I've learned how to actually not get too riled up, you know, or just all upset about stuff. Because it's, you know, whether it's a music performance or you're talking about a comedy performance,
yeah,
which I'm sure was great because he is very funny.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, people doing stuff with their phone, I've never had an experience personally where someone was doing the whole entire performance.
The whole thing. Buy the DVD. What are you doing? Like, even a snippet's annoying, but the whole thing, buy the DVD.
Is it, I mean, what, they're cheap or they're thorough?
Yeah. Or maybe they're, I don't know, natural-born documentary makers that can't get out of their mode of filming everything. But it's not my problem. Just stop it. Anyway, you sound very passive, James. I think I should phone you next time I get stressed because you have a very relaxing, slow pace and it's almost like an audio massage listening to you.
Wow. Well, thanks, I think. Well, you know what it is? It's the end of the day for me in a way. I get up really early, you know,
yeah.
Sundays, chores, house chores, pet chores, stuff like that.
You should do a series of relaxation tapes. Can you just try a few words out with me? Can you say, and relax, and imagine you're by a stream as it flows over your feet, and the world has no problems. Can you say something along those lines?
Wow, that's a lot to remember, but something like, and listen to my voice. You're in a stream. You're by a stream.
Okay,
and you hear the birds in the background.
Oh.
You know what it is? You put me on the spot, and that's
I know.
But
you said in a stream, and even though that I was petrified of drowning, still your subtle and smooth vocal cords just made everything okay. Are you a father?
Yeah, I am.
You must be very reassuring. Anyway, I must go because I feel like I'm flattering you too much now. I'm off.
I wanted to say thanks, and you know what, for bringing up these people. You know what it is? We lost the war on attention span.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say? I had to do it. Okay. Right. Where are we? I guess the question this week, and please do not mention that man, is what annoys you? That's what I'd like to fix. And I must admit, I put it up on Facebook just before the show thinking I might get some responses, and I got loads. I put, what annoys you? Me. Slow walkers. Hate that. Slow talkers, with the exception of the last guy. People that pick, people that put stick men on the back of their car. I don't care how many kids you've got. Good for you. Oh, she's got four. It's like a baby factory. Great. Well done. They annoy me. And people that dislike a whole nation because of its people, you know, and the people of France. So do get in touch with me and let me know what yours is. And I'm going to read out what's come in. The first one, shocker ding dong, is that man that's unmentionable, says Daniela. Miley Cyrus, people who don't know how to drive, and some others that can't be named here. Okay. People focused on public image production instead of actual experiences, non-stop selfies, distracting audience and performers with tagging and incessant photos during events, being in the company of twits that are more interested in texting than living for real. Vapidity is short. What? Oh, sorry. Vapidity in short. Says Karen. Good. Hear, hear. Audrey says, I'll tell you what annoys me, reality TV. Really, it's edited and it makes it anything but reality. Good. I like that. Can I chuck another one in that I've just thought of as well, actually? Starbucks and its silly names. Can I have a large coffee? Oh, you mean a grande? No, I mean a large coffee because I speak English. The last time I checked, I just walked into a bloody coffee bar in Milan. So get me a large coffee. Please. People who think they know everything, says Farida. Okay. Steph says, drivers who improperly use turn lanes. Oh, I'm loving you, Steph. Why did they do it? I was behind someone last week who was indicating left and went right. I was terribly drunk at the time. I wasn't. Leave that to the... Okay, my annoying neighbour who is constantly outdoors chopping wood and people. Okay, I think that might have cut off before you finished, unless you live next door to a serial killer. So there you go. And people who hurt animals and children. Yeah, well, that's... I mean, everyone hates that, don't they? 416-872-1010. What annoys you? And you're not allowed to mention that man unless it's in song. People who are loud, open-mouthed eaters. Hear, hear. I find it absolutely disgusting, says Drew, and rude. Other than saying please and thank you, chewing with one's mouth closed was one of the first pieces of etiquette and manners that I was ever taught as a child. Why isn't everyone taught it? Yeah, I was in a restaurant the other day and I was next to a yapper. You know those? It's absolutely disgusting. I would like to hear from you on things that annoy you, though. This is your platform to tell the world and hopefully, hopefully, change it. You're listening to Vinnie White.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Okay. I like this. I think it's gone a bit open source, that whole song. Someone said, I want to write the last verse for you. Can you put it on Facebook? And we'll all chip in and help you, and then you can sing the whole thing in full next week. That's a brilliant idea. Love it. I'll do it, for sure. If you want to find me on Facebook, it's Vinnie White. I'm friends with the mayor on Facebook. It's so funny watching... Oh, I've started talking about it again. Let me just say this. I won't mention his name. But it is funny watching him ignore everything. he's posting like there's nothing going on. It's brilliant. I always like envision him when I think of him on Facebook with his head firmly wedged in a bucket of sand, just typing about the Argonauts. Great game. Yeah. Well done. So that's good. All right, a few people have been telling me what annoys them. People who don't have their fare ready for the bus, or people with coupons at the grocery store, says Chris. Chris, I love you. People that won't pay their taxes. I'm with you. Okay. Vinny, I've had 1010 on for about 4 hours, and it woke me up at 9 p.m. Thank you, Ron. I think that's a good thing. I think so. Who is that song about? Either a comedic, fantastic listener or someone that really is living perhaps in the same bucket of sand that that man is. All right. I want to ask you a bit more about this, so we'll keep that going throughout the show and we'll come back to it. But there's other stuff to talk about. So if you want to tell me what noise, you can call in 416-87 416-872-1010 or 71010, and also chuck it on Facebook or text it on 71010. What annoys you? This is your platform. I'm giving you a voice, and we might even make a change in the world. Who knows? We can only hope. Meanwhile, strip club owner buys a house next door to his ex-wife and installs a giant middle finger statue. Fantastic. Well done. Strip club entrepreneur Alan Markowitz bought the house next door to his ex-wife's home. He decided to erect a 12-foot sculpture of a hand with its middle finger firmly raised into the air. He's a Michigan man. It's bronze, must have cost a fair bit, and he decided after a very difficult divorce, he would move in next to his ex-wife, and the 59-year-old man, a Detroit strip club entrepreneur, erected the 12-foot-high spotlit sculpture in the backyard of his lakefront Orchard Lake home. A person who appears to be the daughter of Markowitz's ex-wife tweeted about the sculpture. She said, "How psychotic do you have to be to buy the house directly next to your ex-wife and then put this up?" And there's a picture of it. And I have to say, it is an absolute beauty. If you get the chance, I would imagine the Google term will be finger statue ex-wife. And what an absolute peach it is. 12 foot of shining, glimmering, wonderful brass. Markowitz, a well-known character around Detroit. He began opening strip clubs on Detroit's infamous 8 Mile in the 80s. Since then, he's been shot twice, once in the face. He's had a mob contract out on his life, sued by exotic dancers, and according to the Real Detroit Weekly, once had an ex-girlfriend drive a car into one of his clubs. Markowitz has married was married for 2 years to a woman who he says was cheating on him with someone he knew. She reportedly moved in with that man, the guy that she was cheating on with, and of course they split up, Markowitz and his wife. He says, "I'm so over her." He went on to say, "I put that statue of the finger up not for her, for him. This is about him not being a man." According to the Deadline Detroit, the sculpture costs $7,000. But flipping off your ex-wife every single day for Markowitz, it's priceless. Okay. 416-872-1010 for the rants on what upsets you in the world. Hello, Liz.
Hi. Vinny, you are so unpredictable. Tonight you had me laughing so much over that song. I thought I was going to beep, beep my pants.
The song, okay? About the unmentionable man. Don't mention his name.
Yes. No, we can't say it. You're right. I wanted to tell you that I hate it when I'm on the subway and you come to your stop, the door is open, you want to get off, and the people are standing right across the doors like a mob, as if like they're invisible and you can't get through. I hate that. I hate that.
Yes.
Vinny, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Did you ever, I know you lived in England, then you moved to Ottawa and then Toronto. Did you ever watch the show called ALF, Alien Life Form?
Yeah, it was in the probably 70s in the US, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's so funny. Got to tell you something. One of the nights they had on. This is true, I have to tell you. Mm. Alf eats cats, okay? And he's really upset one night. And just like you would say, I'm going to go to the local pub and have a drink. He turns to his friend Harry and he says, I'm going to go out and eat some beep beep. It starts with a P, okay? And this happened. This really happened. There was a big furor over it, too.
So in many ways, we can't blame the unmentionable man. He was just reciting some perfectly harmless family television.
Yeah, but the thing is, it was so funny because it was a cat. The other thing, too, is you know how Elmer Fudd chases Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
They come to the... cartoons are not meant for children. They're for adults. They come to a bridge and it says, Beware, Lolo Brigida. You know, like Gina Lolo Brigida. So I'm telling you, I just love these innuendos when they're meant for adults and not children.
Thank you very much, Liz. Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, I like that. What I really liked about her, she did a couple of bits. They were pretty funny. And at the end, it was, good night! As if she walked off between two red curtains. Betty, hello there.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
I dislike older brothers who insist on getting a job where their younger brother works and then driving him to drink.
I wonder who you could be talking about.
I don't know.
No. Did you see that picture of the bottle of Grey Goose in the background of the frame when the unmentionable man's brother was on television?
Unfortunately, I don't have television. I only have radio, so I listen to 1010.
Oh, Betty, you have made a firm and wise decision, and you keep it here. We will look after you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. I keep mentioning the unmentionable. I think the fact that I've gone out of my way to say that I'm not going to talk about it has made it even worse. So hard.
This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
This is indeed News Talk 1010 with me, Vinny White, the man that comes on every week and does a few radio shows here and there, fill in for Jim Richards every now and then. It's nice. I like it. I also run a company, which I have to promote. Well, I don't have to, but I should, really. MrPhotoCanvas.com. Do you need your photograph on canvas? Then why not use MrPhotoCanvas.com? The best value... I messed it up. I think I should pre-record these. The best value canvas printing in Toronto. I shouldn't do it like that as well. All the Americans this week have been talking about Toronto. They all call it Toronto. It should be, all of you listening in America, it's pronounced cha. Okay? One syllable, and it's just a noise. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a city of 4 million people. It's a buzzing, beautiful, shimmering pool of light next to the Lake Ontario. It's cha. 416-872-1010 if you want to call in and tell me what annoys you. And we'll start with Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, that's good. What annoys me is strollers on the bus.
Now, hang on a minute. I mean, I'm not a parent, but surely it is a bit of a necessity if you have a child.
Well, the way I look at it, they should save their money and buy a car.
Okay. And that's that, is it? Okay, so I would dispute the fact that one of the problems with having a kid is that actually when you have one, it becomes very difficult to save any money.
Yes.
Have you got any children, Judy?
Pardon? No.
No. Would you like one? I've got 20 minutes.
No.
Okay. I always offer. Now then, did you like my song?
Yes, I like your song. Could you play it again?
I'll play it at the end of the show and attempt, because it's very, very hard on my voice, and I'll attempt to do it one more time at the end of the show.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Bye.
Judy there, promoting the fact that if you have a child, you should automatically buy a car, which not a view that I share, being that I'm not a right-wing lunatic. All right, from there we go, she's lovely, don't get me wrong, she had a very nice voice. And frankly, I think my sexual offer may have been inappropriate, but I stand by it. Right, so if you want to text in, you can text in on 71010. I'm going to keep this thread going because there's a lot of things that annoy a lot of people. People can't even drive the speed limit, says Sheila. Why are they driving 60 and an 80? There's an accident waiting to happen. Good. Tatiana says, I'll tell you what annoys me. Stick families are on my shovel list. Stick families, by the way, are the people on the back of cars, which I only found out the other day that represent the passengers. I never actually put it together. So presumably every time you have a baby, you have to buy another little stick person and then put that on the back of your car in the vague hope that anyone actually cares about how you live your life. And I hate that to be terrible news for everyone here, but we don't care. Although the last caller is very appreciative that you found it in your heart to buy a car. Drivers that cut over three lanes at the last second to exit the highway. Yeah, that's one's from someone called Voyager Andy. It's a very fitting name for someone that enjoys the smooth running of highways. Sue Beetle, neighbours who... Sorry, Sue Betty. Not honestly, I'm going blind. I'm so old. Neighbours who leave their garbage bins out in the front of the homes all week. Yeah. Susan says, people who stand, that is to say, block me from walking, on the left of the escalator. All right, let's have this out. If you're going to stand on the escalator, stand on the right. If you've got a kid, pop them in front of you or behind. People want to move. I don't know why we have to even have this conversation. It's logic. And when I'm behind you and I go, excuse me, and you go, oh, sorry. You know what? It was really quite expected that there was going to be other people in the subway and that some of them were in slightly more of a rush than you. So I'm with you all the way, Susan. And people who aren't punctual, says Drew. Ouch. That's me. Kim says, anybody who comes into Canada and is offended by our rights, beliefs, i.e. the Merry Christmas thing. Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to get into that. That's always a rather polarising one. Bob's on the line. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I agree. I hate when last comers, late comers, newcomers, they give a negative thing, a positive name like newcomers. They tell us how to run our country, but if they hate our country, why do they run here? To replicate where they came from, which then would mean they entered under false pretense, claiming that they're going to be stoned or some fairy tale, and sucker Canadians fall for that. And me not being a naive, stupid sucker Canadian, I'm absolutely appalled that we're giving money to people over abroad who just breed endlessly. And 30-year-old men in this country are 15 years behind schedule. We don't have any children because we can't afford toothpaste or toilet paper.
Good rant, Bob. Cheers. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it like that.
15 years behind schedule.
I just when I thought he'd gone on long enough, he's repeating on me, much like a bad kebab. Hi, Asha.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, I just gave you my comment, how I feel when parents, they yell at their kids. I think it's unacceptable. They should respect their kids if they want to be respected. That annoys me. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. People that yell at the kids. People that yell at their kids. I don't know. It bothers her. It doesn't really bother me. Unless that I'm, like, completely in earshot. It's annoying on the plane, I'll give you that. But sometimes, don't you have to? A little bit? Don't you? As I always repeat at the end of these points, I don't have children. Probably just as well.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
9:51, live and direct from the Young and St. Clair, Sunday night. I hope you're doing well. All is well in the world. We hope. Taking your calls on things that annoy you, you can make them as loose or as tight as you like. Anything that you want to get off your chest, think of it as a rant line. I do it every 6 months or so. It was inspired by the guy that decided to sit next to me at the Eddie Izzard gig the other day, a stand-up comedian from the UK, fantastically good. And he sat next to me all the way through, filming the whole thing, then edited it on his phone and sent it to his friend saying, "At Eddie Izzard, lol, buy the DVD!" That's what I'm saying. You can get your rants in on 71010 on the text or 416 872 1010. Hello, Bosco.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, what I'm disgusted in is, for instance, I'm illegally evicted out of my building that I've been residing in since 1993. So now I'm old enough to apply for my own apartment. But before I get to do that, I'm locked out of my own apartment without an order from the sheriff's board, nor an order from the sheriff's notice, nor an order from the board, landlord-tenant board. So the building begs me when I present them with action, don't take it to court. You're right. We shouldn't have done that to you. Well, I'm waiting years later, and I realize that all these newcomers are getting in my building. And the manager, she hardly comes and works in the building, so she delegates to this other newcomer who, quite frankly, doesn't know right from left. And this newcomer, she only lets people from, say, the Philippines into the building. And I've seen over 25 new faces. And when I checked the data bank, I don't know who's listening, so I can't give all my, I'll show all my
no
cards.
No one's listening now.
It says that no one's moved into my building. So they're faking the past 18-odd years of...
Oh, God, I'll tell you what, it's a good job this isn't live radio, isn't it? Because this would be embarrassing. Because this is a man going on about something that no one else can relate to in great detail.
Well, no, we all can relate to it, because what they're doing is...
Oh, look at that, he disappeared. I can't be bothered. I think that's the bloke that phones in every week and is really weird. Do you remember that guy from last week who phoned in and said, hi, I just wanted to let you know that I don't know why you came back from England. And I said, well, because I live here. And he goes, I asked you to stay away. And I said, yeah, okay. And then he said, love your show. And he's making pretty much the same amount of sense this week. Things that annoy you, 416-872-1010. People who say sorry all the time, says Corey. Well, because it rhymes with your name. They never attempt to change what they're sorry about. If you're truly sorry, you don't repeat the behaviour you made. You just get on with it. Okay, I understand. And I wonder if that might be relevant to someone in particular. Finally, we'll take Desmond. Hi, Desmond.
Yeah. No, I enjoy your show, man. What annoys me a lot is people who drive a car at night, even when it's raining like crazy, and don't turn the full headlights on, so there's no lights on the rear of the car.
Yes, that one is annoying. It's remarkably common as well. Yeah, I'm with you. Thanks,
it
Desmond.
Sure is.
If you're driving your car right now, pop your lights on.
No, I'm at home listening to you.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks, Desmond. all right, let's move on. Statue of Jesus offers hope by surviving the typhoon unscathed. A statue of Jesus Christ, located in the town of Tawanan in the Philippines, is being called a miracle. It survived being flattened by a typhoon that destroyed nearly everything else in the region. The statue sits atop of Cavalry Hill, overlooking the ruins of a town, and it's said to be a symbol of hope to the local residents, who are largely Catholic. Many have called it a miracle that the statue survived when so much around it was flattened. Yeah. I'm not God, but I probably would have chosen people over the statue. Just saying. The fact that it stands just down the road from a church that's been flattened and killed many people inside it, we'll ignore that. And in a 90% Catholic country, how many statues of Jesus and Mary were destroyed? So don't give it all that. If it can give people hope, fantastic. But what's really going to help is probably some aid. And on that note, if you go to the Newstalk 1010 website and newstalk1010.com, you can donate to the tragic typhoon, which hasn't had enough media attention because of that man. Millions have been affected, thousands are feared dead. Newstalk 1010 and the Humanitarian Coalition have partnered to bring financial aid to those impacted by the typhoon in the Philippines. Every dollar donated will be matched by the Canadian government, a government that in this case in particular, you should be very proud of. I think it's fantastic that they're doing that. And it makes me proud to be a new Canadian. All right. That's such a quick show. It wraps up so quickly. But as we've had a few requests, before I go, I will attempt, and I promise you I'm doing this live, as you'll hear in the horrific voice that you're about to drone through the stereo. Okay, stand by. I've just got to clear my throat. I'm doing the That Man song for the last time. And this week on Facebook, I want your help in writing the last verse. So if you can find me on Facebook, Vinnie White, I'll post all the lyrics to date, and then together we're going to write the last verse, and then next week I'll do the song in full. And by then, believe me, there'll be new news about That Man. Ready when you are.
00X uploaded.
Save the tax, stop the train. Don't let taxes rise again. Build subways, screw bike lanes. Cyclists asked for death anyway. Star says resign, now the sun says it too. Oh, councillors want you out, but there's two. Your brother says stay, what will you do? What will the mayor say? Sorry, I smoked it. Did I? I didn't smoke it. Prostitutes, cocaine, crack, the underworld and drink, driving. This really hurts. I need something for my throat. Big blue eyes, big red face. Some say that you are a disgrace. A big necklace, a big black car, and no sign of a driver. Your face is red, is it the booze? I know you like vodka too, but when you meet a journalist and you're confronted with a mic, something happens in your brain under your mildly balding head, and you just say, absolutely anything you like. This week, what will the mayor say? I'm having a meltdown on live radio. Okay, that's enough. Fade it out. I'm dying here, for goodness sake. My phone's gone wild. Let's read some of the texts that are coming on the personal line. Vinny, shut up. Vinny, do everyone a favour. And one person who's deaf said, that song is brilliant. Thanks. As I said earlier, I have a new respect for Celine Dion. She would have done a much better job than that, even with that face. Okay, 9:59's the time. It's been a pleasure. It always is, you know. And I do encourage you, having filtered through and waded through the circus that is the media focusing on That Man, let's pull something a little bit more important out. Donate some money to the Philippines. That's where we really should be concentrating on things. Go to the newstalk1010.com website and pull your finger out. The Canadian government will match your donations. And the profound amount of BS that's been pumped out in the show, that's the only bit you should really pay attention to. Take care. See you next week. Bye.